Jesus, the Son of God, sent by his Father, stepped out of heaven and came to earth. And in that moment, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. A teacher, a miracle worker, a prophet, and a healer. He was holy and divine, full of grace and truth. He came with power and glory, the likes of which the world had never seen before.
Who pardons the sinner? Who?
Shouts of Hosanna filled the streets. The Son of David, the long-awaited Messiah, had come to bring salvation. But Christ knew these shouts of praise and adoration would soon turn to anger and condemnation. He sought to prepare his closest friends for the uncertainty that lay ahead. And so, as Passover drew near, he gathered them all together in an upper room.
Jerusalem, in an upper room.
From the upper room to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus and his disciples went to pray. He was filled with sorrow and anguish, knowing he would soon be betrayed, arrested, tried, and put to death. But this was the Father's plan, for without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Though perfect and holy, he would be despised and rejected by men. He would bear our sickness and carry our pains. And like a lamb led to the slaughter, he would be pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities.
Standing before his accusers, alone, forsaken and despised. Hear the soldiers ridicule and mock him as the angry crowd cries out, "Crucify." See him hanging on lonely Golgotha and die between two guilty thieves. But see him rising early Sunday morning and loved on for to claim the victory. Echoes from the grave, evermore declaring, Jesus saves.
Oh, for the blood,
for his mercy.
There's never been a greater display of God's love than this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, that we might be reconciled to God by the death of his Son. But his death was not the end. Echoing through the ages, from a lonely garden to a violent cross, then out of an empty grave came the sound of salvation, forever declaring, "He's alive."
It would tell of the night Jesus prayed, of the shamefulness of a traitor's kiss, and the soldiers that took him away. If Gethsemane had a voice, if Calvary had the words, it would tell of the burden he bore, of the perfect love and the precious blood, the nails and the spears and the thorns. If Calvary had the words, if the empty tomb had a soul, it would tell of the glorious light of the risen sun and the battle won, and the morning that shattered the night. If dark bodies could weep, they would grieve for the Savior. If the cross could speak, or the Lamb crucified, it would tell of his love and our death paid forever. If the grave could shout, it would shout, he's alive.
Yeah. darkness.